In the preface to Ed Maloney's 2010 book, Voices from the Grave, the story of two veterans of the Troubles in Northern Ireland, an editor notes that much of the indispensable information in the book is available thanks to the Burns Library at Boston College. That institution is home to a cache of information unique in the long-running feud between the Emerald and Sceptred Isles. But a recent Massachusetts federal court ruling might have a deleterious effect on anything like what is stored there being created anywhere else again. The Belfast Project was started in 2001 with the goal of documenting, in recorded interviews, the recollections of members of the Irish Republican Army, Ulster Volunteer Force, Sinn Féin, and other paramilitary and political organizations in Northern Ireland from the late 1960s forward. In particular, the project sought input from people who were involved in the violent aspects of the struggle, including bombings, executions, and assassinations. This is a delicate situation for a lot of reasons, not least that many of the principals or their immediate relatives are still alive. And in the past, any hint of informing, a category under which giving a detailed interview could be said to fall, has been met with swift retaliation. So the participants in the Belfast Project would only agree to talk if given assurance that they would outlive the access to their recorded conversations. BC was contractually obligated to sequester the transcripts of the conversations, unless otherwise agreed to, until the death of the interviewee. 26 interviews were conducted and later stored in the Burns Library Special Collections with the promise of extremely limited access. But a Boston federal district court recently ruled that BC's contractual promise to the interviewees means little in the face of a federal subpoena. After the news of the existence of this cache of information became public, mostly because of Maloney's 2010 book, the government of the United Kingdom showed interest in the Belfast Project. In particular, the UK wanted the transcripts of the testimony of two people affiliated with the IRA, Brendan Hughes and Dolores Price, in the hopes that it might shed light on the 1972 disappearance of Jean McConville. Requesting a subpoena under a mutual legal assistance treaty, the UK asked American federal authorities to get them access to the fruits of the Belfast Project. The Office of the Attorney General obliged. There are several legal questions addressed by the court, but maybe the most interesting is simply the right the United Kingdom has in subpoenaing documents housed in an institution in the United States. According to the district court, the United States Attorney General can only refuse assistance to the UK under this treaty in specific instances, such as when the request would, quote, impair its sovereignty, security, or other essential interests, or would be contrary to public policy, unquote. The district court noted that the subpoena was in good faith, was related to a serious criminal inquiry, and that none of the information available in the transcripts was available anywhere else. Therefore, Boston College must comply. Further, the district court found that BC and the people involved in the project don't have a right, according to the language of the treaty, to challenge the Attorney General's action. This decision was appealed to the First Circuit Court of Appeals at the end of December. The United States government a week ago filed a response to the appeal, noting that while an, quote, expeditious resolution of this matter is of substantial importance to the United States and its relations with the United Kingdom, unquote, it recognizes this as an issue of first impression for the appeals court. To give both sides ample opportunity to prepare for these important questions, they asked for a March oral arguments date. That means a decision will be made sometime later in 2012, almost exactly 30 years after the death of Jean McConville. I'm Travis McDade.